beautiful, Lord, for spacious sky, for amber waves of rain.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I would say that today's show had a decidedly different flavor, partly because I think the world is flavored a little different right now, and I'm very grateful to my last guest, Jim Scheinberg, who suggested, I think absolutely correctly, that we go off topic and talk a little bit about world events as it related to families and money. And I think what we said was important, and my only regret, of course, is that for some reason he had a slightly crackly line, and we will look to fix that in the future. I want to remind listeners that I have a Facebook page, and on that Facebook page are over 3,500 moms and dads from around the world. It's called A Dad's Point of View, and it is an important thing for moms and dads to be on Facebook. I've written about that. I hope you'll like the page and join our community that is worldwide of moms and dads. Next week's topic will be teaching teens to care, and it too is inspired by the tragedy in Japan. Without revealing who is who, I have two boys, of course, and one had a very serious reaction and one had a very flip reaction. And it made me think, do we teach our kids to care? And where and how do they learn about empathy and concern for something outside of themselves, especially when they are consumed and embraced by that thing called teen years and the teen monster? So that will be our subject next week. Right now, I want to remind you that I'm actually highly proud of my two boys. My older son, Arnie, is a rock and roll star in the making, and he is featured as the featured artist on a wonderful website called One Stop Poetry, onestoppoetry.com. And you can see pictures, read his interview, videos as well, and support actually this wonderful site that features artists of all kinds. My other son, Aaron, does a comic strip for BoomerTechTalk.com, and his current strip is, in fact, a serious one about the Japanese tragedy. And that, to get those experiences, working on that with my boys, and is part of what inspired next week's subject and column. We talked about the American work ethic today in at least three of our segments, and you might notice that the music I chose for this show, to me, kind of reflected that theme. I try to tie our music into the themes if possible, but I like to put a variety of music out there, and today's music was American-themed and hard work-themed. I think I had the Rocky theme from the very first Rocky in there, and to me, there's no image that is much stronger cinematically than Rocky climbing those stairs in Philadelphia and to that amazing theme music and pumping his fists in the air. And even in defeat, he won, because that is to me what it means to work hard. And his goal was to just go the distance. And I had no intention of talking about Rocky, but it is completely in keeping with the theme of hard work. And our kids need to learn that, and we need to teach them that. And it is not enough that we may work hard. Our kids do not necessarily learn directly from us if we don't really teach them. The analogy I often use is, if you are a concert pianist, your kids may have genetic ability in music, but if they don't have piano lessons, they probably won't be as good a pianist as you. Well, the same thing happens. The same thing applies to morality, manners, compassion, charity, chivalry, respect towards men or women, depending on which gender your kids are. We have to teach them these things. We are out of time. Again, you can reach me at any time at bruce@bruceallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful, Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief here at KZSB, my home station here in Santa Barbara, Les Carroll, who is the station manager at KZSB AM 1290. I'm very happy to be on WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin, and WHK in Cleveland, Ohio. We will be having more stations join us soon. Also, again, a reminder, go to BruceAllen.com to read any and all of my columns, and soon there will be a pre-order click or a tab, however you want to call it, for my new book, which is coming out in May, called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.